and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. So if you've been following WVIA News at all for the past few years, you know our own Kat Bolus loves an outdoor story. Today, she is here to tell us about a unique whitewater rafting trip with an interesting mission. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks yeah. for getting off the boat to join us.
Yes.
So tell us about this rafting trip you took.
Yeah, so it's called Raft for America, and it was started by a man named Ken Powley, who owns Whitewater Challengers in Weatherly. It's takes people, there's a campground, and they have a whole slew of guides that take people whitewater rafting down the Lehigh River. He considers himself more conservative, but he has a paddling friend, Chris, who considers himself more liberal. And in 2021, they went to a workshop or something in Los Angeles, and they realized that the country is so polarized, and we all need to be in the same, we all need to realize that we're in the same boat together.
Hey.
So they started a nonprofit called Team Democracy, and then in 2024, Team Democracy started Raft for America. So essentially what they do is they take groups of people, whitewater rafting. It's across the country. It's not just down the Lehigh River. They take people whitewater rafting across the country, and they pair you. There's an extensive interview process. People apply, and they pair you with people, not necessarily like you're a Republican and you're a Democrat, you're going to be on a boat together. It's just people who have different ideologies, different backgrounds, different life experiences, and they put them in a boat, and they make them work together to kind of, you know, work through rapids, make sure no one falls off the boat, the boat doesn't flip over. So that's kind of like the essence of it. And in the end, you're supposed to realize, and I think most people do realize, that we are all in the same boat together.
So what was your experience like? You were not only covering this, but you did participate in it, right?
Yeah, so it was a great experience. So we did 11 miles in total. I believe there was 10 rapids, but I got on the boat with all my audio gear. So I had my audio gear wrapped in like gallon freezer bags. One of the guide on the first raft I was on is actually a former journalist from the New York Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer. Mm-hmm. So she was lovely to meet, but she had a dry bag with a screen in the front of it. So she was like, put all your gear in here. So I'm in my life vest with all my gear. I had my shotgun mic, and you know, sometimes like it's just natural to participate in the conversation. So, you know, I was chatting with the people in both of the different rafts that I went into. But for the most part, I was just kind of observing the conversation, and it really touched on so many topics. We talked about birding at one point, but then we talked about mining in Schuylkill County, and we talked about data centers, of course, and there was just the topics were wide ranging, and everyone just had a really good time. You know, the conversation would pause as we would go through a rapid, and then everyone would just kind of work together, and no one fell out of a boat. I mean, everyone was a little wet because you're whitewater rafting, but everyone seemed, you know, and the people I spoke to at the end of the day had a really good time.
That's awesome. And so you said before that you think that they're achieving their goals. Why do you think that based on your experience?
So Senator Dave Argall was one of the participants, and he had participated a few years ago, and he was paired with a constituent. And they ended up, you know, as the story goes, they ended up really seeing eye to eye on stuff where this former constituent had never thought she would agree with him on anything. So I think really it just offers people face time with people who don't have, who have different lives than them, who have different thoughts and feelings from them. And it just makes you find common ground, and it makes you understand each other better.
All right. Well, Kat, thank you so much for your reporting on this and for taking this adventure. And we look forward to seeing more.
Thanks.